okay? You feeling good?
I'm getting a sugar crash, but it's all because of your cookies.
No.
No. I don't know if I could handle you more mellow.
I know. Oh,
sorry.
Tell me about it. Here we go, Manolo.
Oh, perfect, because the song just ended.
Good. So why isn't the...
Because, okay, so I'll just start it right now.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, ready?
And?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Wow, that was really good. Almost perfect.
Yeah.
Almost there.
Should be a DJ.
That's what I say every single time.
A DJ instead of mixing. They're like, oh, the song's ended. Here's the next record.
That's what they do on the radio.
Yeah, maybe I should do a radio. I just want to play Nightclub.
And that was our theme song. Thanks so much. Welcome to Dr. Game Show, another clean and perfect theme song. This is a, if you're new to the show, this is a game. Oh, geez. If you're new to the show, this is a show. This is a podcast where we play games submitted by listeners. You can always email us with a game at drgameshow@gmail.com. That's drgameshow@gmail.com. And we would love to hear from you. We won't write back, but we will read it. And we might play it on the show. And you can always call in and play along. 857-MANOLO-1 is the number. And, you know, if there's any... If there's any way to get involved in a podcast, we've kind of made a few options for you. That's the truth.
What are the options?
Well, I just listed them.
Oh.
You could call or you could email. I mean, what else do you want? An address? No, we're not going to give that to you because we know what you're capable
of. If you email me, I will give it.
Well, please. Yeah. That's okay. Chloe Kozer is here. Chloe, you might know her from her show Never a Boy at UCB. Also, she directs Boogie Manja team Anxious at the Disco. We have a show every
month yeah.
at the Pit. Striker.
Yeah, and Never a Boy goes up twice a month at UCB Hell's Kitchen. It's a one-woman show, and everyone I've ever talked to says it's the best show they've ever seen.
Oh, everyone.
Yes, everyone.
You've ever talked to
everyone
says
I've ever talked
it's
to.
The best show they've ever seen.
You just said it.
I actually said it myself. So it's a pretty big deal. Chloe has the greatest show of all time.
If you talk to me, I would say that it's the best
pretty
show.
Much. You ever heard of Hamilton?
It is the best show.
This is it. So it's pretty cool, pretty smooth. Listen, Chloe, you're here with us, obviously. This is obviously a smooth sailing podcast where we play games and everything goes right, as you can tell. Chloe, maybe if our audience doesn't know you yet, could you tell us a little bit, like, kind of what, how you would approach perhaps a clean board of checkers?
A clean board of checkers?
You know, just like a clean...
Are there no pieces on a clean board?
The pieces are in your pocket.
The pieces are in my pocket. Mm-hmm. I'd probably start taking them out of my pocket. Mm-hmm. I think I might put them on the table before the board because I'd wanna do all the reds then all the blacks mm-hmm. or vice versa. Mm-hmm. And then I'd probably put them in the configuration that you start playing checkers from.
Okay, so a rule follower.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And then I'd be like, I want to play checkers.
Okay. So.
You're hanging out at Union Square.
Or a Starbucks. It doesn't matter.
Ah, who wants to play checkers? Mm-hmm. That seems like a really good plan. So you're interested in meeting new friends.
Yes, always.
Yeah, so you
friends,
use,
followers, cronies.
You use games to attract followers, friends.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I mm-hmm. love playing D&D, and I like to be the one who runs the game. I'm a tyrant. Dungeons and Dragons.
The Dungeon Master.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We do have an overlap, though. You've never played, right, Manolo?
A D&D friend forced me to play on his birthday, like a few hour campaign kind of mm-hmm. thing. Is that what it's called? And I got into it.
It's good.
I kind of slipped into the reality a little too hard. It really messed with my mind.
And honestly, that's kind of what happens is people get so into it so fast.
Yeah.
And then everyone gets superstitious about dice instantly.
Which like crystals?
No, just like the dice that you roll to like figure out what happens in the game. People are like, this is a good dice. This is a bad die.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then I'm like, man, I was really upset like when like the werewolf person came. I was like, I don't know if I could do this anymore.
You know, I guess somebody mentioned crystals.
Oh, I just, yeah, crystal. I was like, you could have my crystals.
Somebody mentioned crystals, and yeah. I guess I just wanted to mention crystals again. How do you feel about crystals?
They're a lovely mineral.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, my whole thing on like tarot, astrology, crystals is like, it's, I'm not a spiritual person, but I do feel like the brain communicates in symbols. So if you're getting something from it, that's valid. Cause like, that's how the brain works.
Chloe, I'm so glad you're here. I love the sentences coming out. I think it's really good. I really just got into crystals.
Loves the symbols,
but now I love the symbols.
You got into crystals.
Last week.
Oh no, what happened? So
last week I bought 3 crystals and now I'm communicating more clearly.
What did they do to you? What
they changed my mouth. I was more, now I'm creatively more creative.
Wait, did you get teeth fillings?
Yeah, she got crystal teeth fillings.
It's anybody who has a crystal can talk better.
If she opens her mouth, it's like a geode.
Yeah.
No, but
you should see me at the science center.
No, but like, where do you? Is it a thing where you're supposed to put the crystals like by your pillow or under your pillow?
You could put it there.
Where's
your? You could put it there.
Where are your crystals?
Don't ask me. Don't ask me.
He's trying to get your crystals.
Yeah, I know.
Where did you keep the crystals?
Somebody is a crystal thief and has a little bag. For
classic D&D. Yeah. Classic D&D.
Chloe, just off the top of your head, top 2 jewels.
Top 2 jewels, ruby quartz.
Okay. Manolo, same question.
Amethyst, because that's my birthstone.
Uh-huh.
And of lead.
Thanks, Manolo. Thanks a lot for that. That was really helpful.
I was thinking of what's the best tooth filling.
Lead.
Lead.
Yeah.
It's a great tooth filling.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it? No.
There are crystals with lead in them.
Yeah, there you go.
That is true, but we try not to. You know, we try not to. So now, just so everybody, transparency, you did say you were very competitive.
I am competitive. It's something I don't love about myself because it just kind of makes me miserable.
Okay, so with these games, just so we know, because the callers are going to try to play against you and get a custom magnet if they win.
Yeah, I don't want anyone to get a magnet.
Okay, so your goal, just full on, just so everybody knows, everything's on the table. Chloe does not want you to win.
No, I want to crush you.
Okay.
Also, we want to say this hour is the time we give you permission, and you should give yourself permission to not feel guilty for your competitiveness.
Yeah, it's pretty much
okay.
This is pretty much a medical. This is pretty much a medical show.
A
that really plays into my sociopath.
Yeah.
There you go. I want to see some sociopath.
Yeah. So this is pretty much licensed by the board and the board of games, the game board.
Yeah, the game board.
We did it finally.
Game board.
Yeah. So we kind of were licensed, and it's actually really therapeutic. Afterwards, you'll feel completely cleansed.
You did buy crystals last week.
Yes,
didn't you?
Yes, I did. And today was the first time I'm back to coffee after yesterday not doing coffee.
Oh wow! So you had a day off?
Yes, we're pumping.
We're pumping it up.
Okay, so this is really good. You ready to start some games?
I've been ready my whole life.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go. this is let's see. Okay. Okay, here we go. So the game is called The Isle of Dr. Morostein. Yeah.
Morostein.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Submitted by Kenton Coble. What a name. That's like, that's how it got the sound of Oreo cookies.
What?
All right. Okay. Keep going.
Yeah, we all agree with that. It was hardly worth saying because we all so understood
that's
that.
Everybody kind of agrees. Take
it. His Oreo cookies.
If you want to just take it away, Manolo, that was kind of your cue. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much left me there.
Like Oreos. I like Oreos.
No.
I like Oreos. I want Dr. Morostein.
Perfect.
Was that too loud?
I think it was a lot of things.
The pain could have been louder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, actually, Chloe, that's so weird that we're having our first fight. But okay,
this is making me really stressed. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's actually weird that you're stressed because I'm actually furious with you.
Man.
Okay,
I'm
so
drowning in cortisol.
Actually, nobody is messed up except for you, Manolo. Okay.
Actually,
I'm furious with you.
Right,
okay,
fine.
So here's how this game works. In this game, you are the descendant of famous mad scientists Dr. Moreau and Dr. Frankenstein, and you have decided to take over the world. Mm-hmm, however, mm-hmm. You have decided not to do it with monsters, but with capitalism.
Capitalism, the real monster.
Mwah-ha. Lightning crow caw.
That was in the.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so, you are going to use your mad scientist abilities to create the ultimate hybrid animal to use as a pet. Want to make a lion the size of a gerbil with zebra stripes and fur like chinchilla? Go for it. Want a parrot the size of an elephant that you can ride everywhere with bumblebee fuzz instead of feathers? You got it. All animals are 100% docile and will never harm their owners because science. The judges decide who has created the most adorable monstrosity of science and is the winner. The game is over when Joe declares, "It's alive," then laughs maniacally. I won't do that. I'll do this. Ha ha ha. Okay, so there we go. You ready? We're going to take some calls. We're going to take some calls, see what happens. We're going to talk to, we haven't talked to these people in a while. Ed and Winslow in Lawrence, Kansas. Ed and Winslow, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, you're there?
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Okay, so which one's Ed, which one's Winslow?
I'm Winslow.
I'm Ed.
Okay, great. Okay, so
it's on, Ed and Winslow.
Yeah, so you're playing against Chloe and she hates you. So
we want to get a custom magnet though.
Interesting.
You'll never get that magnet.
Interesting that this is the game you call into. Right back at you. Yeah. Okay. So Ed and Winslow, go for it. Pitch your little pet.
Okay, so this is the kind of pet. Frankenstein's monster type pet that people would like to buy.
Yeah, huh?
For capitalism.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. What kind of animal do you like to buy? Winslow.
Dog.
Okay, a dog.
Okay.
But made
pretty
out
basic.
Of cats.
What?
A dog Frank made out of cats like a Frankenstein.
A dog made out of cat. Go for that with me. What's that? Can we process that one?
I think people would buy that.
What are you talking about?
I think people would buy that.
It's made out of cat,
right?
Cat heart inside dog body.
What do you think? Would it be a cat heart inside of a dog body?
Because it's
or would it be like dog cat shaped into a dog? How would it be?
I think it would be a dog that would cat like try to shape into that someone tried to shape into a dog.
Oh, like a Voltron.
Okay, so
like a Voltron of cats into a dog.
So it's kind of like a turducken.
Like a Voltron of cats.
Well, Voltron is made of cats.
So the Voltron made of cats to look like dog.
Voltron's already made of cats, so that is thematically correct.
Okay.
I'm loath to admit.
Okay.
Oh, it is.
Okay, this is very helpful.
We even got Chloe, so I think we should definitely win.
I just agreed about a fact.
Okay, so Chloe is pro-fact. That's what we are learning. Okay, so Ed and Winslow, that is a very, very good. What is that called?
Oh, what do we call it?
What should we call it?
Yeah, what should we call it?
Interesting. I wonder what we should call it.
What do you want to call it?
What should we call it?
Frank.
Frank? Did I hear Frank?
No, it's Ed and
Frankencat.
Frankencat.
A cat and dog.
A cat and dog. Frankenbeans, a cat and dog.
Cat and dog.
Thank you so much, Ed and Winslow. This might be the best animal ever. We do not know. Please hold. You might be the winner. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, I want to win, but I don't want to beat Winslow.
Okay, now
but unfortunately, my idea is amazing.
Okay, do you want to hear another one, or do you want to go for it? Do you want to? Will you be intimidated if you hear another one?
I won't be intimidated if I hear another one because mine's better.
Oh, yes? Yes, huh? All right, let's talk to Alexis in Seattle. Alexis in Seattle.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Alexis.
Hello, I'm ready with my animal.
Okay, let's hear it.
It is a bumblebee bat. You know what those are?
No.
No.
They're like as small as your thumb.
Excuse me?
Very, very tiny.
It's
okay.
It's a bat.
It's a bat.
Wait, is a bumblebee bat already an animal that you're going to mix with something? Or is your pitch?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, no, that's the real animal.
Okay.
And so I'll mix it with a pangolin.
What? What's that?
Oh, I really wish that you could just look it up right now on Google, because it is also a very cute animal.
A pangolin?
Pangolin. P-A-N-G-O-L-I-N.
Wait, are those like those mice with the long nose?
No, they're like kind of like armadillos. They have scales that are like armor, and they roll in balls so lions can't eat them.
Mm, classic.
So when I go, am I allowed to make up fictional base animals as well?
Chloe, I love what you're doing here. I love this.
And they're going to combine to be something very normal, like a horse.
A pangolin and an eagle. Okay, sure. Mm-hmm.
A Dracula, a Rob Zombie.
Yeah. We hear you, Alexis. We hear you. So,
thank you for hearing.
So, what are we doing with these bumblebee armadillos? What are we doing with them?
Ant bird,
starring Paul Rudd.
Wait, are they fighting capitalism or helping capitalism?
No, they're helping. They're helping.
They're helping.
Sponsored by Sticker
Mule. Well, everyone would naturally want to buy one because they're so cute.
So what is it? It's a bat that's very small.
It's a bat in a ball. It's a bat that turns into a ball when the lion comes.
Yes, exactly. And everyone wants one.
So you've made bats less effective at escaping lions.
You're basically turning a bat into like an M&M.
Yes.
Okay.
Just pick up from a bowl and eat.
Alexis, this is really helpful.
Maybe. Thank you.
What are you going to try to call it? And just so you know, cat and dog is taken.
Oh, shoot. That's what I was going to choose.
Oh, big time.
A battle-in.
A battle-in. A battle-in. A battle-in. Okay. So a battle-in. Yeah. Okay, that's perfect.
Which is also the battle name for capitalism.
Of Batman's mandolin.
Yes, it does sound like some kind of instrument. Alexis, please hold. You might be the winner. Goodbye. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is really good. I love hanging up on everybody. Okay, Chloe, let's hear what you got.
Okay, so we've talked about a lot of animals, but we haven't talked about like functionality and how we're actually going to move animal units. So here's something I have that would be super adorable to own, but also corporate interests are going to buy these by the million.
We've
got three animals. First, we're starting with a panda.
Mm-hmm.
Very cute, very, 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 very weak. We're going to upgrade it by mixing it with an orca. One of history's greatest apex predators. So I just want you to picture a fuzzy orca now.
Yeah.
But now, here's where things get genius, because I have an IQ of over 400. It's mixed with an earthworm, and that it has a digestive tract that eats and fertilizes dirt. Ooh. So this is like a fuzzy land orca. that just like can swim through dirt. You don't have to worry about feeding it because feeding these animals could be complicated.
Yes, it could.
And just one of them could till an enormous field.
Okay, tilling the field. Yes, focused on the,
We don't need, we no longer need pesticides. We no longer worry about like rotating crops because you're going to have perfectly fresh orca, panda, earthworm dirt. And who has not dreamed of riding an orca?
Who has not?
Who has
not? Let me just check in with one person real quick. Ari from Urbana. Ari, have you dreamed of riding an orca?
I mean, of course I have. I mean,
yeah, thanks so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay.
Yeah, so that's it. I mean, it's his... orcas are incredibly intelligent, so they're going to be a great pet. Pandas are super fuzzy, so they're wonderful. And then with the earthworm thing, they're going to, ask away.
Mm-hmm. How does it keep its coat white if it's going to be rolling around in dirt?
There are dogs that are white that roll around in dirt.
Yes.
I would say that pandas don't wash themselves a whole lot.
Oh, no.
They
man.
Still have white fur.
That's true.
Yeah, how do you keep white sneakers clean? You know what? They do get a little gray.
You put a toothbrush on them.
Yeah, you
put a toothbrush on the orca.
You put a toothbrush on the orca. Now, what's it called?
Oh.
Sandworm.
Oh, sandworm. Sandworm is
you're
good,
supposed
but
to be the
Dune
judge.
Took that.
Yeah, he says to me.
I call him a pandork.
A pandork.
Which is also how I identify.
Okay.
Pandork.
Love it. Let's talk to. We're gonna make another call.
Did you create that whole thing just to lead up to Pandora?
No, I take improv classes.
Right. I forgot. Yeah.
I wish I reverse engineered that from Pandora.
Pandork.
The suggestion I heard was Pandork.
Uh-huh, yes. I am an orca mixed with a panda. I'd see that would be a cool... Don't worry about it. That's a cool opening. Don't worry about it. That's a good one. I quit improv. Okay, so here we go. Let's talk to Nemo in Seattle. Little Nemo is on the line. Little Nemo, are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Little Nemo's here in the flesh.
Do you feel creative for saying Little Nemo?
Well, last time Nemo called in, we found out Nemo was the size of a little bit bigger than a football. So Nemo's a little bitty guy. Mm-hmm.
Is this canon? Nemo, is this canon?
Nemo, is this canon?
Yeah, this is true. Yeah.
What is it canon?
Listen to the last episode.
Is it canon? Yeah.
Is it canon?
It's canon. Okay, so Nemo.
I think it's canon.
It's canon.
It's canon.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yep. Have you grown since last time we talked?
That was like 4 weeks ago, I guess.
Well, I ate some food. So probably.
Yeah. Okay.
Some of my relatives are also on the line.
You want to play against them, huh?
I kind of want to play against them.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to put them on right now or just wait until later.
Okay. Well, you want me to put them on now? I can, but I don't want this to be a family reunion, okay?
When's the last time you've seen them?
Okay,
we're going to talk to Michael from La Habra, California, and Gabriel from San Jose, California. These are your relatives? Relatives?
Yeah, they're also very small. Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, Michael is on the line. Michael, how are you?
Hi, I'm small.
Nice. Okay, and Gabriel, we're going to talk to...
It checks out. I'm Gabriel, sorry, it was true.
Gabriel, are you on that line?
Yes. I'm no bigger than a breadbasket.
Perfect. A perfectly small family. All right.
When are we going to stop using breadbasket as a size indicator? Yeah.
Thank you so much, Chloe. I honestly, I've been wondering that. I think that's the platform of Dr. Game Show. When can we start talking about bread bags?
Yeah.
Okay, so Michael, Nemo, and Gabriel. What? Right. What?
That's another place you keep bread.
Oh, yeah, because they hold it while they bike. Okay, so Michael and Nemo and Gabriel.
See, you get it.
Yeah. So do you all want to work together, or what are we thinking?
Well, I think they actually have a basket on their bike, so they do have a bread basket. Yeah.
They're very charming.
Michael? Nemo?
I have my own animal.
Who's that?
No.
Say your name
that
before you speak.
Little Gabriel.
Say Little Gabriel before you speak.
This is little Gabriel. Okay. I have an animal ready.
Okay, and how about Nemo? Little Nemo?
I have an animal ready.
Normally, I see a family sharing a last name, and this is interesting.
Yeah,
and
this is all
sharing a first name.
This is a first name. Little Michael, are you there?
Little Michael has an animal ready.
Okay, great. Right. Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, if you could just speak in third person, that would help quite a bit. Okay, so let's go ahead and start with little Gabriel.
Okay. Well, little Gabriel's thinking that people like lizards, and people also like
famously top-selling animal.
I've never seen any
lizards.
I've never seen anyone
and probably
run from
top-selling. What do you think about a lizard pig?
Excuse me? How's that going to work, little Gabriel? What does little Gabriel think that's going to work?
Little Gabriel, don't make animals that would clearly eat you.
Pig lizard.
No, we will eat them.
Whoa.
Because you have a lizard pig, and then you take off a pig's arm or whatever you eat off a pig, and it grows back, and the pig is totally fine with it, and it likes it, and it's happy.
Okay, and what's it called? It likes it.
Lizards don't regrow their arms. Some regrow their tails. But continue. Sorry.
Yeah, and they don't like it.
I think
they do it to
survive. If you're looking for regrowing, you should have chosen the flatworm, the Platyhelminthes, which can survive almost any sort of division. But go on. Go on with your tortured pig lizard.
Okay.
It likes it, and it's called a...
it's engineered to like it.
What's it called?
Yes.
Lizard pig.
Something that the kids will like.
The endlessly tormented screaming pig.
Yeah.
What did you want to call it? The endlessly tormented screaming pig?
Called My Favorite Animal.
Okay.
That's what it's called.
Okay, that's what we're going to mark it as that. My Favorite Animal. Yeah.
You know what's funny is that my ex-girlfriend's pet name for me was Lizard Pig.
Do we need to call the police on Gabriel now or later?
Very interesting. We learned a lot from Gabriel and a lot from Manolo. That's wonderful. All right. How about Little Nemo?
I'm ready. Yeah. I mean, Little Nemo's ready.
Yeah? Okay, go for it.
Okay. All right. So... what's the most popular pet on Instagram?
Lizard.
Fish.
No, it's baby bulldogs.
Oh yeah, baby bulldogs.
Mm. Yeah. So we've got a baby bulldog, and we're gonna cross it with a mushroom.
What?
So it's like a cute little baby bulldog with a mushroom.
We're
back
already breaking the rules because. That's a different kingdom.
But mushrooms are animals, I think.
No, they're fungi. No. There are five kingdoms. Protista, Archaebacteria, fungi, plantae, and animalia.
And
please
dwarves.
Speak in third person.
And dwarves.
Dwarves.
Oh, and dwarves.
All right, dwarves? So where do you see the mushroom and the bulldog overlapping?
And what do you do? What do they do? What do you do with them?
You play with them, and you love them, and they, instead of, like getting older and turning into just a regular bulldog, they have little spores, and then little tiny, like, little ant-sized bulldogs come off and run around.
That's a really nice idea. Just so
this is how you make a swarm.
And
is how you accidentally end humanity.
Mm. And this is just to check that it does live in the basement and grow in the dark.
Does it feed off dead things?
That's a lot of Instagram accounts.
Okay. Well, not only does it break the rule, but it will kill all of humanity.
Yeah.
So that's.
And what is it called?
It's called Bullroom.
Bullroom. It's not quite the ring of My Favorite Animal, but Bullroom does do the trick. Now,
if it wins, we can change it to My Favorite Animal.
Okay, there is good stuff happening.
Yeah, it won't win because it's instantly disqualified for breaking the rules, but let's continue.
Okay, little Michael, bringing up the family.
Little Michael coming in. So little Michael's animal is going to be... The base will be a duck.
The base will
and then
be a duck.
It's going to have a... It's going to have like a dolphin tail so it can use the water a little bit better than your average duck. It kind of floats on the top.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
A little bit of diving there.
Diving.
And then we're going to size it. We're going to size it up. We're going to give it a horse head. Mm-hmm. And then you can ride it. And it's going to be like a fun riding animal. And people are going to want to pay to ride this super animal in capitalism.
Like a jet ski.
You don't ride an animal because of its horse head. It's because of its horse back.
No, but the horse head comforts people. Because if it had like any sort of other animal's head, people would be scared. But people trust horses. So
horses have terrifying eyes. I don't trust horses.
The trust of the horse's head. So just...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what is this one called exactly, Little Michael?
It's a super pony. I'm calling it a super pony.
Oh, a super pony. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A super pony.
Yeah.
The base of a duck and the tail of a dolphin and the head of a trusty horse.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Nothing like the hydrodynamics of a gigantic horse head.
Well, this was very helpful. And all of you, I wish you a Merry Christmas. All right. You might be the winner. Aww. We don't know, but goodbye.
I think we know.
Goodbye, little Gabriel. Goodbye,
Bye-bye.
Little Nemo.
Goodbye. I like you all so much.
Bye-bye.
It's like you're tucking them into bed.
I am. I'm tucking them into bed.
Their little Christmas bed.
I love tucking them into bed. Okay.
In little baskets.
Here we go.
Oh, thank goodness they're gone. I hate them.
So right now,
I lied to them while they were here.
You lied to their faces. Right now, we have the competition between Super Pony, Ballroom, Cat and Dog, Battling, Pandork, or my favorite animal.
What was my favorite animal again?
That was the endlessly tortured pig.
That's a lizard pig that didn't mind if you pulled off its leg and ate it.
The lizard pig that can't die but wants to.
It's like the goose that lays a golden egg, but scarier.
But instead of gold,
but a tragedy.
You just get pig's feet.
Pig feet. Our favorite meal. So I go straight to it, fed his sow.
Nice reference, Williamsburg. Mm-hmm. All right, what are you thinking? What's the winner?
Oh, boy.
This is Chloe's first game, and Chloe doesn't want anyone to win a magnet, just so you know.
Okay. Everyone was lovely.
Yeah.
But I'll go with Pandork.
Wow, Chloe, you really won that game. Dang. Incredible.
The sandworm.
Incredible. Yeah. Can you win that one, or can you win more than that one? Okay, so this game is called Cat Versations.
I've never felt more alive.
Also, sorry, Big Winslow and Big Ed.
Mm-hmm.
I actually feel terrible about Winslow not getting the magnet.
It's fine. No,
you should see these magnets. You wonder why people are calling in the first place. Okay.
Oh, geez.
Oh, geez.
Just my catchphrase. This was determined off mic earlier.
Come on, Manolo. Cat Versations, submitted by Colin Jackson from San Mateo, California. Okay. Chloe, feel free to chime in.
Cat. Conversations, conversations. How do you do?
Meow.
Conversations, conversation. That's how you do.
Goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye. I actually would appreciate a goodbye, like pretty soon into any of the theme songs. Okay.
Just cut
great.
Off all my songs with goodbye.
Well, I didn't know that Joe hated art.
Yeah, actually, one thing about me is that I hate art, and I also hate science. Here's how Catversation works. Cats have broken into the Dr. Game Show studio with a lot on their minds. Contestants, as cats, must have a catversation, a conversation replacing any words or syllables with cat puns. For instance, you've got to be kidding me turns into you've got to be kitten me.
Okay, wait a second. Before we started this episode, you asked Chloe if she liked cats, but you should have asked Chloe if she liked puns.
Do you like puns?
I do like puns.
Okay.
I thought there was going to be like a cat, and you're like worried I was allergic.
No, I would never. I would never bring a cat into a sacred space. Okay, so Joe can direct the conversation or start debate.
You should ask Joe if she likes cats.
Manolo, I'm reading the rules. Joe can direct the conversation or start debates as a facilitator. The game ends when the conversation is over or Joe gets bored. Manolo chooses the winner based on how engaging the contestant is and how many cat puns were used. Feel free to get as lazy as possible with your cat puns.
I would blame the game show creator for writing so many words.
Okay. No, right. That comes from you, the person that wants to yabber on about who knows what. What do you think? Your keys? Yabber?
Cats, keys.
Do you mean blabber or jabber?
No, yabber.
Yabber. Jabber with the soft J. Yeah.
Actually, Manolo's always yabbering on about beans and eggs. If I heard one less word about beans and eggs, I'd say thank goodness.
Is that true?
I yabber about beans and eggs.
Yabbers on about beans and eggs.
You should.
I had six beans and one egg. Today I had two eggs and 12 beans.
Well, to be fair, I love a good plate of yabbered eggs.
Yabbered eggs. Yabbered eggs.
How dare.
All right. Let's talk
puns too.
Let's talk about Emma from Salem, Oregon. Emma from Salem, Oregon. Emma, are you there?
Yeah, I have food in my mouth. Good. I mean, I have kibble in my mouth.
Kibble?
What?
Kibble, that's for dogs.
Oh. Why?
Already off to a weird start with a dog barking in the
back. Why do you have kibbles in your mouth?
Why do you have kibbles?
I'm getting started early.
Kibbles, plural?
What's kibble? Why do you have kibble in your mouth?
That's kibble like and cereals.
Because I wasn't prepared for this catversation. You caught me.
I thought kibble was...
I don't know. I'm trying.
I thought kibble was dog food.
Okay, Emma, how was your day so far?
You're eating dog food.
So far, so good. I took a long cat nap and got up and...
this is the game.
I got some food. I made some breakfast, you know, wet and dry. When you mix them, oh, it's best.
What?
And, you know, I've been enjoying a little catnip. I got to say it's Sunday and I'm trying to have a nice time.
Real quick, Emma, can I just go back? What is the pun that you used for wet and dry?
You know, when you mix the wet food with the dry food and it makes you purr.
Okay, so you're really just kind of really doing a full character study of cat.
There are so much puns as cat behaviors. Or you made cereal.
Someone on the message
right, they're
board
supposed to be
just...
puns. Yeah, no, I definitely made eggs.
Okay.
Cat wow. eggs.
Cat eggs.
Did you have beans?
Yeah, excuse me. Mm-hmm. I wish I had beans. Now that you guys mentioned beans, I want six beans. It sounds really good. I did have some mushrooms in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you win, we'll send you some beans.
Mouse rooms.
Mouse
there we go.
Rooms. Yes, mouse rooms. Yeah. Very mouse good.
Rooms. Which is a mix between a mouse and a mushroom. Screams forever.
This is incredible. Emma, do you have any favorite, what's your favorite drink?
Oh, my favorite drink is, I was going to say milk, but that's not a pun even.
It's really not.
I like,
I know what you could say. You could say
Manolo.
Milk. Oh, what? I know what she could say for her favorite
Thanks,
drink.
Thanks, Manolo.
I've got one too. I'm going to save it for me.
It's,
I'm thirsty, baby.
I love, I don't know about
milk.
That, but I love string cheese.
So your favorite drink is string cheese.
Wait, is this kid conversations?
Emma, this has been really fascinating. I can't believe how strong you started off this game.
She was really good, actually.
Thank
better
you.
Than I could
really
do.
Good.
There's
meow,
no
meow.
Way she's not getting that back.
I'm a Meowthit actor.
You're a Meowthit actor. Wow, Emma
back
really good.
Horse.
Back
she
on
does
the horse.
Know what a pun is.
Back on the cow.
Horse,
cat on the cat.
Back
on the cat.
All right. Goodbye, Emma. That was really good. You might be getting a custom magnet. Goodbye.
And
wow.
Six beans.
That was really good. We'll talk to Ollivander. Ollivander in Brooklyn.
Beautiful name.
Beautiful name. has, okay, Ollivander, are you there? No. Ollivander, are you, Ollivander, no. Ollivander, are you there?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, hello. How are you, Ollivander?
Hello.
Ollivander.
Hi.
What's up?
I wanted to say thank you very much for saying that my name was beautiful last time I called, because that just made me so happy all day.
Oh, good.
Well, what was your name? I spaced out.
It's Gretch.
My name's Ollivander.
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 Mm-hmm.
Cool name, right?
Ollivander. Would you be willing to change your name to Gretch?
Ollivander, basically, Chloe's out here trying to intimidate the freak out of you, and I actually would say that
I'll destroy you.
Basically, Chloe's kind of going for a no magnet hour. So, just so you know, Ollivander, you could get crushed if you assume the foil stance, but if you assume the metal stance, you understand?
Mm.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So
probably.
Yep. Okay. So Ollivander, how?
So that's what my grandmother used to say to me. It's a pep talk. You can assume the foil stance, or the metal. She was a blacksmith.
Wait, really?
Yeah, and my grandmother was clearly actually a blacksmith.
That's very, very cool.
She made railroads.
All right, that's enough out of everybody. Okay, so Ollivander, how was your day?
My day's been good. I actually am working on a tattoo design for a client of her two cats.
All right, so Ollivander. Okay, so the game has begun. All right, so the game has. Uh-huh. Do you understand? The game has begun.
I'm designing a tattoo.
A tattoo. A tattoo. All right. Okay. A tattoo. And Ollivander, let's see. What's your favorite food at Christmas time?
Hmm?
Oh boy. Well.
Oh, I have such a good
one. My family's Italian, so we like to have the seven fishes on Christmas Eve.
Uh huh.
Fishmas Eve.
Was yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you say fish Miss Eve?
Sorry, the correct answer was figgy purring.
Ollivander, Ollivander, did you say figgy purring?
That's hysterical.
Like a snake.
Ollivander says dryly without laughing. A true diss.
A true hiss.
A true hiss. I already hate this game. Meow. Yeah. Okay, Ollivander, that was pretty good. Pretty good.
I like cat too.
Mm-hmm. Really good. Figgy purring. What?
I have a proposal for the last game too, if you wanted to hear it.
What is it? For Josie's pocket?
No.
for the animal, the
okay, yeah what?
The animal.
Yeah what?
I have an idea for it. It's a technology going to revolutionize the market.
It's an animal.
Machine that you could put any animal into,
mm-hmm.
and it gives it the magical ability to get real small, so you can put mm-hmm. it in your pocket, like, or get real big, and you can ride it around.
Okay, you're pitching a machine. Called...
Call what?
What?
What's it called?
It's called Minimals.
Minimals. Oh, like animals. Oh, you know who would really like that is Michael and Nemo. And Gabriel. I bet they'd love that.
Wouldn't they like an embiggening machine?
Yeah, they probably get bigger or smaller. Now, I do want to say, Ollivander, we do have trouble. Oh, we have trouble with pacing on this show. And you know you brought us back, didn't you? We were moving along at quite a trot.
That's a DQ.
Dairy Queen?
That's a Dairy Queen. A disqualification. You run a show and game.
So, Ollivander, just so you know, we were going at quite a trot, and you said, no, not so fast, didn't you? You said, not so fast.
I like to slow things down once in a while, Joe.
Oh, interesting, Ollivander. Thanks so much for calling in. Talk to you soon. You might be the winner. Who knows? As a classic DQ. Mm-hmm. A Dairy blizzard. Queen? Brr. Okay. Okay, so let's see.
Oh, boy.
Ollivander.
Mm. All right. So now I just want to say that Chloe made direct eye contact with me when she said that, and I think that's a DQ.
This is such a Dairy Queen.
I think that's a Dairy Queen. Mm-hmm. I think that's a Dairy Queen. Let's talk to one more person. We're going to
You still want to do this? Uh-oh.
Can I help you?
Sorry.
You have been bad almost every 20 seconds.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Actually, every 20 seconds, you've been pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm turning this around.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting. Chloe, do you want to take a turn?
I absolutely would love to take a turn. I'm ready to Garfield some questions.
Manola, why don't you facilitate this one?
Okay. How was your day today?
Oh, me, wow. I'm pretty tired.
Wow, what made you tell? What did you do last night?
Well, I was up late and had too many cappuccinos.
Oh, so you spent the whole night awake.
I have a quick question. So cats drink, not cappuccinos, but they drink themselves frothed with...
It's a hybrid.
Okay, these are... Do you understand what a pun is?
Carry on.
You are one catty cat-thy. Okay. Which is a pun off of Chatty Cathy. Oh. It's a double pun. Dumper pun.
Did you have anything for breakfast?
Yeah, I had a had a fruit smoothie and some yammered eggs.
Yammered eggs.
I had some yammered eggs and me, wow, I am full.
When you were coming to the studio, do you have was it all right getting here?
I had a cat of a time.
Okay, so what's cat for?
What do you mean, what are cats for? I guess you have them around.
I'm stopping this. I get to choose. I say, what do I say? I gotta say, the conversation is over. That's how the game's over. It's done. Okay, I can't take it anymore. Me, wow, it's done. All right?
I had far and away the most cat puns.
I would say so. What do you say, Manola? Who's the winner of that
Chloe
one?
Chloe had the most puns.
So you think Chloe's the winner?
No magnets.
I guess so.
Wow, Chloe, again, no
Sorry,
magnets.
Sorry, listeners.
No magnets at all.
I want to apologize to any of you.
No, you don't have to. Yeah, you don't have to apologize. Mm-hmm.
All right, so...
An apology hour.
I only apologize to my battle axe of a wife.
Thank you so much for mentioning that. We were so hoping that you'd mention your battle axe of a wife.
I don't even know what that means. Is that a reference to something?
Oh, it's just like what people would call their wives in the 1950s if they had opinions.
It's actually a really good thing we mentioned that.
I thought
they
said like ball and chain, right?
Also ball. I was about to say ball and chain as well.
Battle axe is also a frequent one. It's really? Like saying a balloon is like a helium bag.
Yeah, the old 1950s helium bags. Mm-hmm. Your birthday helium bags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The kids like, oh, sorry I'm late, but the old helium bag was keeping me afloat.
All right, so
I'm late, but the balloon was keeping me afloat is what the child said. Yeah, if you needed that translated into modern day English.
Yep, that's what the child said.
Because he was like in the air.
That's what
Could
have touched the ground.
So this is now a word from our sponsors. Again, Manola's helped
sponsors.
So much. And now
I'm supposed to say this is a word from our sponsors, by the way. So I'll say it. Thanks. And this is a word from our sponsors.
We are so thrilled at your interest in attending Hieronymus Wiggenstaff's School for Heroism and Villainy. Wiggenstaff's beautiful campus boasts state-of-the-art facilities and instructors with real-world experience. We are also proud to say that our alumni have gone on to be professional heroes and villains in the most renowned kingdoms in the world. But of course, you are not applying to the main school, are you? You're applying for our sidekick and henchperson annex. You will still benefit from the school's amazing campus, and you'll have a lifetime of steady employment. Of course, there's no guarantee how long that lifetime will be.
Join the McElroys as they return to Dungeons & Dragons with The Adventure Zone Graduation, every other Thursday on Maximum Fun. or wherever podcasts are found.
Hi, I'm the JV Club podcast, Janet Varney, and I used to suffer from indecision. I couldn't choose between Star Wars and Star Trek, whether to call or text, or the best way to cook my eggs. But now, thanks to my weekly dose of We Got This on Maximum Fun, my decisions are made for me. Thanks, Mark and Hal.
Warning, We Got This may cause shouting, phone throwing, the illusion that the hosts can hear you, laughter on public transit, and death.
We Got This with Mark and Hal. We know what's best.
At this point, I think maybe we've lost the sponsors. Okay, so this last game is called
Sponsors.
No.
Chloe. This last game is called Josie's Pocket. It's a winner of last week.
Josie and the Pussycats.
And submitted by Josh from Seattle. Take it away.
Me,
you,
Josie's pocket is holding something precious. Is it a flower or a bag of flour?
It's a bag.
Okay, so
goodbye.
Is it a flower or a bag of flour? It's a bag. All right. Thanks. Thank you. You two should work together. Okay. So
we are right now, Joel.
Yum yum.
Get your head back in the game.
Yum yum. Heads back. Okay. So
yum yum. Heads back.
This is.
No more.
Someone's gonna have to sit outside, and it's not. It's gonna be me. Okay. So
meanwhile.
I'm outside. Okay. I'm outside my body. Meanwhile. Okay. So here's what Josie writes. I mean, here's what Josh writes. Josie's a cat. Oh my gosh. Too many cats in this episode. Okay. My 4-year-old and I take walks, and our cat Josie follows us, and we play a game called Josie's Pocket, where we think of things that are in Josie's pocket.
Cats don't have pockets.
That's what I think. And then I'm wondering if it's just a little flesh side on near the hips.
A little flesh side?
Yeah.
No, let's just don't go there. Okay.
Sorry, I just think it's like a little furry flesh area, like a flesh pocket around the sides.
Maybe like a pouch.
Yeah, like two pouches near the hips where jeans pockets
where
would be.
Where you could put your paws at, where your like little thumb paw could like hang out.
Yeah, you understand.
Do cat jeans just cover the hind legs, or do they cover all four legs?
No, they just cover the hind legs in case they want to stand up and order a beer.
Naturally.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you, whenever you take a turn, you have to name everything that everyone has put in the pocket already and add a thing. When you forget a thing, you are not in the game anymore. The last person that can remember all the things is the winner. This is obviously going to be a lightning round. I don't care if you haven't heard the rules. We got Daphne's and we got Megan's, and y'all better be Megan's, okay? Megan's follow the rules. Daphne's go down to the school and ask, what are the rules?
Me ouch.
Me ouch. Okay. Yep. Here we go. Why don't you start us off, Chloe? What's in Josie's pocket?
Josie's pocket? There is an apple in Josie's pocket.
Okay, a classic apple. Mm-mm. We're going to talk to Turner in Nashville. Turner, how are you? What's in Josie's pocket?
I'm pretty furious. No, what's in Josie's pocket?
Why are you still making cat puns?
Fleas?
Wait, you're supposed to start with apple and then say yours.
Oh, that's right? Already DQ.
An apple and fleas. Oh, they're loose.
Okay, thanks a lot, Turner. That was really good. keeping you on hold. Okay, so that was no recapping. Let's talk to Brad in Denver. Brad, you played last time and you're back. What's in Josie's pocket?
Josie's pocket has apple, fleas, and hold on, my daughter will do this next one. What's name anything? And she has no in her pocket.
No? No? Yeah. The concept.
Okay, a stuffed lamb.
A stuffed lamb. A classic second plan B. Okay, thanks so much.
I already forgot the order.
That was really good. Thanks, Brad. Hold, please hold. Okay. Okay, so this is really good. We're going to talk to, Nat Towson from Brooklyn, a friend of the show. Nat?
Hey, Nat.
Oh, hey.
Hi, Nat.
Hi, Chloe. Hi, Manolo. Oh, hi, Joe.
Hi, Nat. If you
I
could...
love this guy.
Nat, what's in Josie's pocket?
Oh, hey, I love you too, Chloe. And he's... I take no pleasure in defeating you now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I simply must regret that.
He simply must
have a higher allegiance to game shows is all.
He simply must. Mm-hmm. Nat.
Yeah.
What's in Josie's pocket, Nat?
Oh, an apple.
Uh-huh.
Some fleas.
Uh-huh.
A stuffed lamb.
Yeah.
And some Clabber Girl brand double acting baking powder.
What?
Thanks so much. Please hold. Okay. We're going to talk to Sam in Madison, Wisconsin. Sam?
Hello.
Hi, Sam. What's in Josie's pocket?
Apple, fleas, stuffed lamb, Flavor Girl brand, double-breasted, blah, blah.
What did you say? Double-breasted?
Foie gras.
Not on purpose. Flavor Girl brand, double-breasted, no. Best. Pocket.
What? Double breasted vest pocket? Gotta tell you, Sam, you're out of the game, okay?
Oh, sorry.
Out of the game. Could you add another item, though, just for the record?
A ceramic butterfly.
A ceramic butterfly. That's the saddest time I've ever heard those words combined. See you later, Sam. Goodbye.
Sorry, Sam.
Goodbye.
Well, ceramic butterfly. Interesting. Okay. Let's talk to Connie in Fresno. Connie in Fresno. Connie. Hi, Connie. Connie.
Hi. Everyone.
Connie. Connie, what's in? Connie. What's in? Connie. What's in?
In her... there's an apple.
Okay.
Flea.
Mm-hmm.
Stuffed lamb.
Uh-huh.
Baking powder. I didn't catch which.
Shoot. That is really...
And a ceramic butterfly.
That is really tough. You are out of the game, but could you just...
I honestly think she should stay in, because otherwise on my turn, I could recite the entire of the poem Jabberwocky. And then you don't, it's not a tongue twister.
It is a tongue twister. It is a tongue twister. Connie, I can't believe Chloe's fighting for you, but you're out of the game. But before, could you please give us an object?
A lotus flower.
A lotus flower.
Lily flower.
A lily flower or a lotus flower?
Lotus.
Lilith.
Lilith? Are you helping or are you hurting, Manolo? A Lilith flower? Connie?
I love this flower.
I love this flower?
Connie, could you just spell it out using other words?
Hmm?
Could you use other words to spell it out?
L-O-T-U-S.
Lotus.
Oh, Lotus.
Thank you so much. That was actually a minute of a podcast. Thanks so much, Connie.
Thanks, Connie.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's do one more. Let's just talk to Will from Flow, California, who just had a candle disaster. Will had a candle disaster. What's going on, Will?
Hey, I had a candle on fire.
Yeah.
And it just kind of, I think the wind took it, but I looked back after a couple minutes and there was just wax splattered everywhere on the floor, and I had to scrape it with a credit card, and then it went all over the bookshelf.
Thanks, Will. That was actually really cool that you shared that with us.
It's a bit late, but you should have just put a lighter near the wax and it would have melted, and then you could have wiped it up.
It's a bit late.
Pro tip.
Will, if you could maybe just go ahead and tell us what's in Josie's pocket.
In Josie's pocket, there was an apple and sleeves and a stuffed clam and baking soda and a ceramic butterfly,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Stuffed. Mm-hmm.
We did have one more object besides a stuffed clam and sleeves.
Was it a cat? Because there were cats earlier.
You think someone put a cat in Josie's cat pocket?
It's a babushka.
Yeah, like a kangaroo, doll. Like a Joey goes in kangaroo pocket.
You think Josie's a mother? Sense? You think Josie's a mother?
Josie has a Joey.
You think Josie has a Joey?
Yeah.
When Josie Probably had so. Joey. Well, Will, that's really helpful. Unfortunately, you are out of the game, but appreciate you calling in. If you could just add one more object to it. Mm-hmm.
A bottle of crayons.
Excuse me?
Crayons?
Crayons?
A bottle of crayons.
Mm-hmm. Crayons.
Okay, you must be from where my wife's from because she says crayons instead of crayons, but no one else from I know in the Chicago area says it that way, and Mary's family doesn't say it that way.
Crayons?
They say crayons.
Crayons?
It's a bottle of crayons.
It's a bottle of crayons.
Cranberry juice.
It's a bottle of crayons.
A bottle of crayons.
It's another minute of the podcast spent well. Well, thanks, Will. Appreciate it. Goodbye. You're out of the game. Okay,
So we didn't clarify if it was cranberry juice or crayons.
I need to ask you if you're helping or you're hurting.
I don't know. I'm trying to understand as an observer of humanity.
Yeah, sure. Getting in there, stirring it up. You see a pot, you stir it up, you don't even say, is this poisonous?
Oh, I'm like a watcher, Uatu.
Uatu the watcher.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now here, we are, oops, we're done with that game. Okay, so.
Wait, Josie, Chloe didn't go yet.
Chloe went. Chloe, you want
to
go?
Oh, you started it.
Oh, to finish it off?
Yeah, finish it off.
Okay, so it was apple, fleas, stuffed lamb, Clabber Girl brand baking powder. There were more words, but I don't remember that tongue twister. I'm an adult. I do adult things. I ride the train. I have a wife. She's a real battle axe. then a ceramic butterfly, a lotus flower.
Lilith flounder, come on.
And then, Lilith flounder. And then a bottle of crayons. Mm-hmm. And then 'twas brillig in the slitty toes, did gyre and gimble in the wave. That's a start of Jabberwocky. I do the whole thing, but just to prove that this tongue twister is
look at that
preposterous.
And it looks like, Chloe won the game. Congratulations.
Oh my God, a clean sweep.
Was this a magnetless episode?
This was a magnetless episode.
This is
the first
a victory for trans rights. This is a victory. If any of the callers were trans, I apologize. And if you're not, I'm going to continue to come after you.
Oh, no.
This has been really impressive. We've never done this before. Alex is suggesting that people still get magnets, and I'm going to go ahead and say, nah. Okay, so let's say... So now you get to vote.
You've never had a shutout before?
Never, ever. This is our first one. It's a classic Battle Axe episode. So is it going to be the winner? It's time to vote. So is it going to be Cat Versations, The Isle of Dr. Morrowstein, or Josie's Pocket for a second week in a row?
I loved The Isle of Dr. Morrowstein. Mm-hmm. I think it was very creative.
Okay.
It produced both the Pandork and a pig that wants nothing more than sweet release from its terrible nightmare world.
Please disconnect my head from my spine.
So that's a classic vote for the Isle of Dr. Morrowstein. Mm-hmm. Another vote for that. People are voting online. This is really good. A lot of people are voting for a game called Dr. DQ, which I'm not sure it is what that is. That's getting quite a few votes.
They should sponsor us, though.
Yeah, I think they should probably sponsor us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dr. DQ, sponsor this show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It looks like we have now five votes for Dr. DQ.
Fourth best podiatrist.
Let's talk to somebody.
Who's disqualified from the medical board.
It looks like we are getting quite a lot of Dr. DQ votes. I would like to know what Dr. DQ is. We can talk to a few people. Let's talk to Michaela in Berlin, Massachusetts. Michaela, do you know what Dr. DQ is?
I don't, but I would like to say that I'm trans and I've been on hold.
Uh-oh. All right. So again, I do need you to give me some. Are you on the message board?
I am.
Okay, so you are obviously a contributing member to the Saboteurs.
I am not.
So what are you voting for?
I am not. I reject that that label that you've put on me, Joe.
Wow, wow, you're putting labels on trans people, Joe.
Wow. Me wow.
Me wow.
Me wow.
This is a catastrophe. It's cat terrible.
I actually liked the cat versus stations the best.
Wow, one vote. One and only vote for that. Michaela, thanks a lot. Wow.
Not a saboteur at all.
Another trans person votes for a cat thing, but votes for the worst cat thing.
Appreciate it so much, Michaela. Really appreciate it.
I mean, I'll take what I can get.
Meanwhile, thank you so much.
Meanwhile.
All right, take care. No. Goodbye, Michaela. Wow.
Bye.
Yes. Okay. So Michaela's a classic Megan there. Definitely. I do want to find out what the rules to Dr. GQ is, because that is pretty much what we're doing here. Daphne, we're talking to Daphne, the one and only Daphne. Daphne?
Hi.
It's the classic Daphne from the Daphne and Megan spectrum.
I know. Classic. I'm here. I also was going. I really wanted to play Josie's Pocket again because I wanted to like redeem myself because I finally got the rules last time after I like hung up.
Yeah, sure.
But games take a lot of study.
I realized
you hung up. I hung up on you. Potato, potato. Sure.
Oh yeah. Really, well, I think I did say bye. And said nothing. So it's nice.
Fair enough. So
but
Daphne,
I realized that Chloe would have just beat me anyway, so it's very intimidating, a very intimidating opponent. Yes. I wouldn't have won, so I'm glad to just be talking.
Daphne, if you could
and not competing.
Daphne. Just like I destroyed Nat Townsend.
Daphne, if you could just kind of give us some rules to Dr. DQ. Maybe something with blizzards or something with, I don't know, what would you say, disqualifications?
Forcing someone who's not good at rules to make rules.
Or disqualifications. I mean, how about people call in, they have to give their favorite Blizzard order, but then they have to include one crazy ingredient that GQ wouldn't have, but they think they should, like, I don't know, fingernails on your Blizzard. And then Manolo gets to decide if they're disqualified, if it's too freakish or not. If it's not freakish, then they're not disqualified.
You want us to play this for 15 to 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Daphne. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
all right.
Daphne.
Thanks, Daphne. You really redeemed yourself.
You're welcome.
Okay, now you hang up on me. You hang up, okay?
I'm glad you're safe.
But Chloe wants to say something.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, not to you, though.
Oh. Okay, goodbye, Daphne.
I was hoping you would.
I'm sorry, Daphne.
Goodbye, Daphne. Okay, goodbye.
Bye. Wow. Did you hang up on her? I'm not sorry.
Yeah, here we go.
Okay, here's my pitch for how Dr. DQ works.
Uh-huh.
I like the start of Daphne's idea. Starts with an order for DQ. It's a little round robin, like Josie's pocket. And every time someone gives their order, they also add a rule to how the next order might go. So I might say I want an Oreo Blizzard, but from now on, the Blizzards can't have the letter C in them.
Whoa, and then the
next
person...
Next person has to... Yeah, it's like the game Kings, but for ice cream
and rules.
Of drinks.
Yeah. It's almost... Despite
it's
Daphne.
An anti-Daphne
it's an anti-Daphne, pro-Megan game. Wow, I guess that is the winner.
Listen
to everybody that voted for that. You did that to yourself. Okay, so this is
but
pretty
it's a
good.
Collaboration. On
it
yeah,
is a
you
collaboration.
Started off Daphne's.
And we'll call the game Chloe.
Okay, so it was named Dr.
That's
DQ,
the first rule.
But you are renaming it Chloe.
Thank you all for voting for Chloe.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Not only did I sweep the games, but the next game is my game. and it's named Chloe.
Well, incredible.
Wow, what a twist.
In some amazing feat, the message board is completely behind you. they are all
so I am the most popular victorious guest of all time.
Yes, in some turn of events, you are extremely the most popular person to ever grace Dr. Game Show. Thank you so much for doing the show.
You're welcome.
Chloe, can you plug anything? Is there anything you'd like to plug? Any social media where they can find more of you?
Social media. I'm Chloe Kozer on Twitter. I'm Chloe P. Kozer on Instagram. The big thing I want to plug is my one-on-one show, Never a Boy, that's up at UCB Hell's Kitchen. It's a characters and storytelling show about what it was like to come out as trans in my mid-30s while being an active comedian. It's a show that I've never performed without at least almost crying because it's so personal. And I also believe it may be the lewdest show I've ever seen on the UCB stage.
Wow. Whoa. Wow. That sounds like quite a pitch. I would love to come see it. Maybe we'll go see it together, Manolo. Yeah.
Lin-Manuel Miranda said it's better than Hamilton.
Interesting.
True. I heard that too.
Well, and what about you, Manolo? Anything to plug?
Just Manolo something on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Also, for real, thank you for having me on. This is like, I think this is the most fun I've ever had on a podcast. I love being on
the
podcast.
The message board has suggested renaming Dr. Game Show Chloe. That's pretty huge.
I don't know where they got that idea, but I agree with it.
Mm-hmm. So this is pretty big episode, I'd say, overall. A battle axe of a show. thanks so much. If you all could sing me out, I'll do the special thanks. Okay. That would be great. Thank you so much for coming on, Chloe. And take it away, 5, 6, 7, 8. Thanks to our sponsor, Sticker Mule. Get $10 off your first order of custom magnets or anything else at stickermule.com/gameshow.
It's been a comedy cat hour.
Engineer Andrew Marr. Our producer, Alex Dan.
So good.
Our mixer, Andrea, Kristen's daughter.
She's
our intern, Baby Emmy and Baby Rocky.
Puns.
It's recorded at Hook and Faith Studios in Bushwick, Brooklyn.
I love
lasagna.
And
the theme song is by Big Huge.
I hate Odie. I hate Nermal. I hate John. I hate Doomsbury. But I do like the Boondocks. It's a very good strip.
And the new Orphan Annie. It's actually player as hell.
Oh, it came back?
Yeah, it's actually mind-blowing. It's really experimental and out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's great.
Wow, what an incredible episode.
This is legitimately the best time I've ever had on a podcast.
You were incredible.
Thank you.
It was so wild.
You got to flex your knowledge.
I know.
That's great.
I have a lot of biology facts
that
ready to
did
go.
You study that? Or
I in my 8 years in undergrad.
Oh, gosh.
I dropped out twice because depression is rough. Biology was one of the majors I bounced through.
Oh, there you go.
I'm glad
you were able to apply it.
Never seen the board turn so fiercely towards somebody. Especially when you truly prevented anyone from winning.
Yeah, that's quite a feat.
Yeah. if demand requires I be back on, I would do this anytime.
Oh my gosh, please. Sure. You should call in sometime.
I will.
That would be so great.
Yeah.
Just to call, you troll the trolls.
I love that. I love that. That was so much fun.
Oh, you were so great.
Oh
Thanks
my
for
God.
Coming on and
Thank
doing
you
it.
So much for having me on.
Oh my gosh. So every episode, Manolo spends a minute kind of talking about where his brain went. And this episode's a little different in that we did pre-record. We pre-recorded the Manolo minute. So we're actually getting an insight on what he's about to think about for the next hour or so, which is actually pretty forward thinking, literally and figuratively. So Manolo, if you want to go ahead, kind of go dive into what you are about to kind of go into in the next hour. Minute starts now. Okay, go.
Well, I wouldn't be able to have anything to focus on because this morning I missed my morning routine because normally I'll do my light therapy. This is what's extra embarrassing is because our guest is here listening to me talk about my morning routine. But so I do light therapy, but also like this is... biofeedback meditation thing. So it helps me focus on things like what I would have for dessert after dinner if I was allowed, if I did allow myself to eat dessert, but I don't. But like, you know, I could dream. I can't because I can't really focus right now. What was I talking? Oh yeah. So yeah. Now my skin feels weird, and I don't know what I'm gonna have for dessert if I were to allow myself to have dessert.
Hot fudge sundae.
That sounds beautiful.
Well, that's time. That was pretty good. All right. I think that's it, Manolo. We'll see where you go. We'll be picking up on the clues.
Well, are you just gonna pick up your bags and put your hat on and leave?
Yeah. See you later. Bye. Alligator.
Bye, crocodile.
Ring, ring, ring on the telephone. It's Joe Firestone. Do you wanna play a game? Tell her we're not home, but she needs to know. She docked the game show. Game show.
Yes, yes, bye-bye. Bye-bye. MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.